Thank you. I will be quite fast and concise. Many of you already know and will participate on 13 June, where there will be actually two meetings under the PEP, or partially under the PEP in the morning on the Danube cycling plans, and then in the afternoon it will be a meeting of the Partnership on Active Mobility, meeting specifically on cycling issues and on the implementation of the master plan, the Pan-European master plan on cycling promotion. It will be good and interesting if members of this group would also like to connect or attend. And so should they be interested, they could contact the secretariat and we could put them in contact with the organizers. And this is valid for all the meetings that I'm going to list. On 2021 June, there will be the second meeting of the Partnership on Child and Youth Friendly Mobility. This is another partnership created under the PEP and also under the lead of Austria. Again, in this, even if infrastructure is not specifically targeted so far in the work of the partnership, you have heard several times today how the fact that cycling paths and cycling lanes should be safe enough so that children and young people can ride them. You can easily see the link between the work that we do here and the other meeting. And then in September, on the week of 19 September, back to back with Walk 21, there will be another meeting on the Partnership on Active Mobility, this time meeting on walking issues. And here the topic of infrastructure was clearly touched upon, so in the first meeting, so maybe it would be a recurrent theme. And the last meeting so far that I wanted to highlight is the meeting of the steering committee, which is the governing body of the PEP, or rather which is the body of the PEP which meets every year to coordinate the work. It will be on 17-19 October here in Geneva, and everybody is invited also to see how the PEP is also working on other issues and how either you directly or your country can contribute. So this will be it for me. Thank you.